Mr. President, today the international security environment is becoming more unstable with heightened geopolitical tension, which highlights the mandate of the CD as a single multilateral disarmament negotiation body. Member states of the CD share the responsibility to revitalize its work in order to address the complex global security challenges and live up to expectations of international community. In this respect, the adoption of work plan and constructive exchange of views during the subsequent meetings of five subsidiary bodies held last year are quite encouraging steps forward to advance the work of the CD. Building on this, I hope that the CD will make progress in resuming its substantive work under your able leadership, and I assure you of my delegation's full cooperation. Mr. President, contrary to the common desire of the humankind to live in a peaceful world, the global security environment is worsening day by day, and confrontation, expansion of military bloc and unilateralism prevail over unity and cooperation. The international disarmament architecture is on the verge of collapse, and global strategic stability is seriously undermined due to US unilateral abrogation of disarmament treaties, astronomical amount of arms buildup, and the undisguised nuclear proliferation to the allies. US and its allies keep on supplying high-tech military hardware to the conflict-stricken areas in pursuit of hegemony, resulting in ceaseless armed conflicts and bloodshed in many parts of the world. In particular, their military provocations struggling for superiority of strength on the Korean Peninsula, the biggest hotspot in the world, escalate the tension to the worst, causing a grave situation of possible outbreak of the most destructive thermonuclear war. From the outset of this year, the aerial espionage against the DPRK was carried out by the US, and the fourth US-Arabic Nuclear Consultative Group meeting was held in Washington to simulate a nuclear war drill on the Korean Peninsula and to increase the visibility of deploying US strategic assets. Moreover, strategic bombers of the US Air Force were deployed in the sky over the open sea near the Korean Peninsula to conduct a US-Japan-ROK joint air drill, while the US and ROK staged the first air live shell firing drill this year. Taking into consideration that huge armed forces of warring states are faced each other on high alert on the Korean Peninsula, the constant political and military provocations posed by the US are the direct root cause of inciting the danger of armed conflict and disturbing the regional stability. Such a reality, where the danger of new war is looming, proves that the most powerful national defense capability to overwhelm the enemy is the only way to safeguard the peace and to ensure sustainable stability and development. Kim Jong-un, President of the State Affairs of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, has recently clarified toughest counteraction strategy for its long-term national interests and security. The DPRK will strongly deter any military provocation attempts by the hostile forces and firmly defend the security interests of the state and the regional peace and stability through full exercise of the right to self-defense. Mr. President, as a responsible nuclear state, the DPRK will continue to make crucial efforts to prevent all forms of war, safeguard global peace and stability, and achieve comprehensive development of state and well-being of its people. I thank you.